This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.
Hello, welcome to you. This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. I'm Peter Gowers. I trust you're having a good week. I'd like to get to the NT Independent online newspaper now and chat with the editor, Mr. Chris Walsh. Walshy, how are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, Pete. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. I'm looking forward to this little snippet into what's happening in news in the Territory, because we start with a breaking news of sorts, and that is that the Chief Minister has declared a state of emergency or an emergency state or something in and around Alice Springs. What's happened and why?
Yeah, that's right, Pete. So an emergency situation declared for Alice Springs. So this will allow the police and the government, I guess, to bring in a youth curfew. And this will be for anyone. Now, this is something, of course, that's been called on before, but from Robin Lamley repeatedly. We just got out of the press conference here not too long ago with the chief minister, where she said that this will happen from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Anyone under 18 will be taken off the street if they're not accompanied with an adult, and taken to a safe place. She said either home or a safe place. And if there's no safe place, they'll be taken somewhere else.
Right. I thought the word taser would be mentioned in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're not sure exactly where the somewhere else is. But anyway, we're still going through everything now because this has just come out. Yeah, look, it's been a really bad time down there. And, you know, she was rejecting calls to bring in the federal authorities here, the ADF or the AFP, to take action. And yeah, I mean, you know, in the morning she said, oh, well, you know, this issue is only related to a couple of families who are fighting over something. And then by the afternoon, she's realized that she needs to take this a little more seriously. And so we've seen this now. It'll also include this emergency situation declaration, which apparently is a thing, Pete.
Okay.
It's not just some government speak thing. But it will also see 58 additional police officers deployed to Alice Springs starting today, including of that 58, the 33 police auxiliary liquor inspectors that Police Minister Brent Potter ordered removed from the community 2 weeks ago to undertake training. And I remember that was quite a contentious issue down there in Ellis. And I think the guys, well, Stuart Brash on ABC Radio down there did an exceptional interview with Potter, where he called him out on his nonsense and said, what are you doing? You're putting us all at risk here by doing this. We've now seen some issues, you know, erupt in the town. Of course, the liquor stores were closed Monday and Tuesday, so it's not solely based on that. But it certainly would go to show that there's not enough police there, and getting rid of the pallies definitely had an effect. So now they're sending them back. They'll be on bottle shops for the next 14 days. And they, you know, I said, well, isn't this an admission then that you guys screwed this up? And nobody seemed to be taking a lot of or any responsibility or accountability today in terms of the chief minister or the police commissioner. And things got kind of heated in there. I think it got a little fiery at times with the reporters doing their job. And I must say, all of them did an extremely good job today, and a lot of tough questions for them, and holding them to account, the government and the commissioner, for allowing it to get to this point. Pete, I mean, that's what I was asking too. I mean, surely, Chief Minister, you accept that this is a failure in leadership to have to get to this point where this needs to be done. Of course, she wasn't taking any accountability. I asked Murphy the same. He said something about how, well, yes, he'll be in, you know, he's responsible. He's the police commissioner, but he took it more, I'm responsible for, you know, doing what we have to do now. But the issue really is, how did we get here? And no one's going to put up their hand and take any accountability or responsibility for that. But even they said, oh, this is stuff that's been happening, you know, over 10 years. Well, just keep in mind that labor here has been in charge of the 20 of the last 23 years here. So, yeah, you know, clearly, and we had to call the chief minister out on that when she said, well, we're doing all these programs and we're doing the, you know, all this generational, and we're like, hey, come on, like, it's clearly not working. Like, just stop with the nonsense here. So anyway, there's a lot more to dissect on all of that. And that whole press conference was really something else. And yeah, we'll get into a bit more of it, I think, in a minute.
Yeah, look, meanwhile, Chris, of course, we had that press conference, and then this comes off the back of Alice Springs Mayor and friend of Territory Story podcast, Matt Patterson, who has requested federal intervention for quite some time, I might add, but fresh calls for it today.
Yeah, it's clear that the Chief Minister and the Commissioner knew that they had to respond appropriately to Matt Patterson's calls here. Now, what happened was that he's basically told the Lawler government to get out of the way. He said hand responsibility for Alice Springs over to the federal government if it cannot and it continues not to keep residents safe. Once again called for the AFP or the Army to be brought in. After what he said was the scariest thing he had ever witnessed on the streets on Tuesday.
Wow.
Now, there were a couple of incidents here around 4 p.m., and you've probably seen the video that's been circulating on social media, so they're inside the Todd Tavern. Patrons are, while outside, rocks are hurled. They're running and kicking the windows, smashing the windows. I mean, just complete craziness there. Then apparently what happened after that is, if that wasn't bad enough, you then had an issue at Hidden Valley Town Camp where 150 people were armed and fighting and then apparently walking around town. The police said that they had apprehended something like 50 weapons. He said that there were fights on the council lawn at one point. He said, from what I saw on the council lawns yesterday, I felt for the police because they're obviously putting themselves in an extremely dangerous situation, Patterson said. They're extremely outnumbered, but there is no way that we have enough police in Alice Springs to deal with that issue. That was last night, or what could happen today. If it was anywhere else, they would have had boots on the ground in a matter of hours. We need resources, he said. I said 12 months ago, I'll say it again, we need resources on the ground. We need resources on the ground today. Whether that's Army, AFP, whether it's police from other jurisdictions, I don't really care. I just need there to be a visual presence of police here so the community can feel safe. Because as I said, they're on edge, and it's a very uncomfortable place right now. So he said, yes, he went on to say, it's the worst I've ever seen. It's not worse by a little bit. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, and it was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life as well.
Sounds like sheer desperation. And, you know, this is a 40-plus man who can look after himself, but to be talking about things in that way, they need help. I mean, they've needed help for quite some time, but for Christ's sake, let's get it done.
Yeah, and we're still going through it all. So Lawler was on Mix, of course, this morning, where she said that she couldn't guarantee that the same thing wouldn't happen today. She dismissed the idea of bringing in police from outside the territory and then claimed that the violence just involved two families fighting.
Wow, big families.
50 members, yeah, and who was in the pub? Was the family in the pub? I didn't in the pub. She said instead it was the police commissioner Michael Murphy's responsibility to take control of the situation. But when radio presenter Katie Wolf said she was failing in her duty of care, she agreed. Katie, absolutely, I know that, she said.
Okay. Yeah, it's a concession of sorts.
But then she said, it's hard to tell with her, though, because then she goes on and says, I know what my responsibilities are as chief minister, but it's also the police commissioner's responsibility. He knows as well as acting assistant commissioner James Gray Spence. The police on the ground, they know what is needed to keep the town safe. It's not up to the chief minister to tell them how to do their job and what they need to do. It's the responsibility for the police commissioner to do that, and I rely on the police commissioner to do that.
Yes, but you've got to resource him and his people.
Yeah. So just remember that name, James Gray Spence. He's going to come up again now. He's the officer in charge of Alice Springs right now. He's in a bad situation and really calls a lot of people wondering what the hell he's still doing there. That relates to the next story that we'll talk about. But just before we get into that, Pete, we're still kind of coming to terms with everything, getting through everything here. A couple little bits on the incidents in Alice Springs. One, Marin Scrimgeour back Patterson's call. So federal member for Lingiari Labor said, we need to get help in there. The other thing, the CLP has called for Parliament to be brought back, bring everyone back to work.
That's reasonable.
Emergency legislation, whatever needs to be done to keep Alice Springs safe and put whoever you got to put away. We're still following that as it's unfolding right now. So on the weekend, we'll have more about that for sure.
And just one question related to that, Chris. I know you mentioned 50 weapons or something like that were confiscated. And we had these laws that were rushed through last year as a result of, you know, obviously the most high profile being Declan Laverty, but other things that also happened around the NT. Were there any catapults found within those weapons?
Yeah, throwing stars. not that I'm aware of, but they didn't give us a list, so God knows what kind of makeshift things. Remember, a lot of the makeshift weapons weren't on there. The bottles, et cetera, rocks, for instance. Yep. We know the police were pelted with rocks. Their cars were damaged. Murphy told us today, and I heard they had to use shields to protect themselves. Like, it's getting crazy down there.
That's my reason for bringing it up, because you could put some weapons on there that actually get used versus ones that won't be used in our lifetime. But anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris, just lastly, for this little episode, the ICAC has done some sort of a review into the Nugita Awards, and he's decided, based on what he's seen, they are in fact racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's now resorted to pointing out the obvious here to everybody who already has seen them and knows the same. But look, like we point out here, he's provided a running commentary. Now, remember that this is a guy who says, I will not be providing a running commentary on my investigations.
Unless but I do.
He's so thin-skinned. You know, he was heavily criticized in the Australian, and I'm talking the front page of the Australian, Pete, above the fold. It was, in fact, the top story on the front page of the Australian that day, with officers voicing concerns that this joint investigation that he's doing with police, which we just talked about last week, I remember we said we'd talk about that a bit more, because I said, how crazy is that? That you know, for the parents of being unbiased, that he's working with the people he's investigating. He's working with BT Police to do this investigation now into the TRG Awards. Well, a lot of officers, I guess, have come forward saying that they don't feel safe giving him information that they'll have
fair enough
action taken against them. So, you know, he wanted to counter that. I sent him some questions early that morning. He sent me back an email, and then a few hours later, he put out a statement which provided this running commentary, because I guess he wanted to show people he's actually doing something. So he's determined so far that these awards are racist. He said that he'd been given a briefing on the evidence collected thus far, and that he has formed the view that the TRG annual awards are racist based upon the material I've been shown and the language used in that material. He said, I expressed no view about who participated in those awards and who had knowledge of them. It is premature to do so, but these are serious matters and they need to be addressed without delay. Those involved need to take responsibility and be a part of the process to address these matters. Such occurrences must never be allowed to occur in the future. It is not in the public interest that these issues be drawn out over numerous months with defensive and combative positions taken by those who have information relevant to the investigation. So,
Is there anything that is in the public interest? Recently, nothing seems to be in the public interest, even though it probably all is.
Well, yeah, and this is just him being an old blowhard here, where he's just using some words that he doesn't even need to use in that. He's basically saying it is in the public interest if everyone just comes forward right now, takes responsibility of it, don't delay this, drag this out over months. Getting the information is going to be difficult. There's people who know a lot of things, and I don't think that it's just about the TRG Awards, but even some other stuff that's gone on in that inquiry into the death of Kumon Jack Walker. Look, the police are in big trouble here, Pete. Like, I've never seen it. Like, they're totally in crisis here.
I've never seen
them this bad. And look, they've got issues here, right? I mean, one is, you've got this guy I just talked about, James Gray Spence, who's in Alice and running it now. He's one of the TRG officers who signed a stat deck to the coroner saying those awards are not racist. They were never meant to be anything to do with race. Well, he's looking at, you know, serious disciplinary action, if not more, based on a stat deck here, which may not have been completely accurate. And we'll let We're not saying that right now. We'll let that all unfold. But the question is gone to the four other officers, too, and the comments that they made, which have now been refuted by the ICAC. And what is going on with those officers? Are they still in their roles? Well, James Gray Spence is. I'll tell you more about that on the weekend, because Woody actually asked a good question today at the press conference of the commissioner about why he would still be there. And especially when you've got, racial tensions being stoked down there, you've now got a guy who was involved in the TRG when these awards were being handed out. And Murphy said something like, well, he's still a police officer, essentially saying they don't have anyone else. But I mean, look, police officers, as we know, have been suspended for far less than what these guys have done and what he's done. So, there's a whole lot more that I really want to break down for you on the weekend, Pete, because this is really problematic, and for so many reasons. And not, we have that guy in Alice Springs, but we also have the commissioner who's caught up in his own nonsense and allegations, and the police minister again.
And the minister,
racist comments at the same time that these TRG awards were being passed around. So we asked about that again today. All the journalists were on and asking about this issue. So I'll explain a lot more on the weekend here when we have a chance to talk.
Fantastic. I look forward to it, Chris, and I'll catch you then.
Great. Thanks, Pete. See you then.
That was Chris Walsh from the NT Independent. Weekends with Walshy, back again on the weekend. That'll be released around 7 a.m. Saturday morning. And we'll catch you again next week for the Territory Story Podcast News Bites.
That was the Territory Story News Bites for this week. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.